Blog Talk Radio.
Again to another episode of Dubwise Talk. I am Jude Adara, your host, and I am thankful for such a beautiful day today. This is my favorite time of the year when the sun is most present in our lives this time of year, and I cherish every second that I am in the sun. For it electrifies my body and it strengthens me and it connects me with the rest of the universe. It is my personal transmitter, and I trust that you all have found being in the sun as delightful as I have. Tonight we are brought to you by We are brought to you by Lalibela's Ethiopian Restaurant. They are located at 5633 North Ashland, where Samson and Heru, his lovely wife, are the hosts and owners. Do yourself a favor. Go and find the best Ethiopian cuisine in the city, in my opinion. And do yourself a favor and have an unforgettable meal. And we are brought to you by Popcorn Haven. Yes, Popcorn Haven. They have over 100 flavors at Popcorn Haven, and they are conveniently located at 111 and Cicero on the southwest side of Chicago. So do yourself a favor. Go by there and check on Popcorn Haven. All right, and we have our special guest tonight. He is a master reggae entertainer, and we will be hearing some of his music as well as his perspectives. But at this time, we're going to receive Brother Jabuks with a gigantic smile and a big yay. He's here. Right on, Jabuks. How you feeling, Baba?
Yeah, man. I'm going to apologize.
Can you speak a little bit louder, sir? It's hard to hear you.
I say, yeah, man, I give thanks for the Avai Star, you know what I mean?
Yes, give thanks, brother. Give thanks. So how was your day today? Pretty good?
Yeah, man, I did highly star. The sun bright and the weather good, you know what I mean? So, yes, sir, I did highly.
Yes, indeed. Yes, we give thanks, brother. So, Brother Books, am I pronouncing your last name properly? I need to know that so I won't insult you, brother.
Yeah, man. I swear, man. Jabuks, man.
Jabuks. I was talking with a friend today, and she said, ooh, I like that name. I'm going to call in. And I said, well, I'm not sure about the spelling. She says, it's not the spelling, it's the sound.
Yeah.
And today I got a chance. I got a chance today to go to one of your reverbed songs, and I was thoroughly enchanted by that. You remind me somewhat at times of Brother Barris Hammond, but not entirely, but a little bit of Barris Hammond. I can feel a little vibe there, you know?
I say it with reggae music, you know. Reggae music have a bit and piece of every reggae artist, you know. So when you hear a reggae artist, you can just go in your inner self and just pray whosoever you want to hear out of that artist, you know what I mean? If you want your Bersaman, if you want your Buju Bantan, if you want your Garnet Silk, Bob Marley, Peter Touch, you know what I mean? Because reggae have the whole of we in a way.
Yes, brother. Yeah, let me ask you, where were you born, Jabuks?
Well, I was born in St. Thomas, in Jamaica, in St. Thomas, yeah.
And when you were in Jamaica, what kind of art or music were you exposed to in your home? What was your home music like? What was your home art involvement?
Well, my almost straight reggae music, you know. You know, as a little youth, I grew up on reggae, and until I decided to listen to all type of music. You know, I love country and western. You know, I mean, I would have just been a high place to go and jump from country and western because, yeah, them are really the same way. Even though it's not of my culture, but, you know what I mean, two words. You get me? And song nice, music nice, so I just listen to all of my music and stuff. But reggae music is my thing every time.
So you listened to a lot of Buju Bantan at that time, huh?
Yeah, man. Buju Bantan, Peter Touch, Bob Marley. You know? Yes, sir.
So when did a song finally resonate in your soul? How old were you when
a song actually penetrated your soul, unlike any other song did.
All right. I was about eight. I go on nine. This song where I junior Welton and I will do. They say that in the army the guns are very fine. I hawk them for a M16, they give me an M9. So I don't want no more army life. Yeah. Skip. You know what I mean? The song that
yes.
Never left out of I Crane Rasta, you know? From a youth, I just love that song Rastafari.
So the Bingy style.
Yes, sir.
Give thanks, brother. Give thanks. So, upon hearing that song, how did it impact you? What did you do with that feeling after you had that revelation from that song?
Well, right there and then, you know, I know so I have to become the artist. I have to become the yanta where I sing for people so people can like my music like how I like that music, yeah? I love how the version just presenting thing and grow up and start listening to Peter Touch. You know, get different. You get me? So, you know, I have more crave to become, you know, a reggae chanter, as I would say.
Wow. So, when did you realize that your voice was one to be heard, that people would gather to hear you sing? How old were you when you knew that you had a gift with your voice?
Well, I was about 12. And time when a big hurricane storm come to Jamaica named Gilbert, we call it Gilbert, and all of the banana trees them blew down because we were living near a banana walk where in the harvest the bananas and send it overseas like export it, yeah. So you have a lot of birds come down like from out of the hills because you know have a lot of trees to pitch on. So yeah, them come down and if you get the banana, the ripe bananas then to eat, yeah. So we as little youth now used to shoot them. You know what I mean? And one at the time I cousin them just a shoot birds. Every minute I hear a bird flutter, brr, brr, and I know it's down to shoot. You know what I mean? So I just start singing out. The bird them not come. Them not come right now. The bird them not come. Them not come right now. Turn back and from there. It's like the ones them just stop shoot bird and just come and listen to why and I say, yo, wait. How you get that song there? Teeth or teeth it? I know for your song that. I know you make it. And I say, all right, that's what the song make. You know what I mean? So from this, I mean, I say, yo, the ones them give a thanks for them because they wouldn't come and tell me that. You know what I mean? So definitely, it's like, I have to go do this thing, but me discover right there and then say, you know, I mean, the thing that's for real.
Yes, sir.
I was about 12. Yes, sir.
That's a beautiful story, brother, how you into realization that this is your calling, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we are sitting here chanting with Brother Jaboops, and we are enjoying his conversation and his insight and perspectives. And we're going to proceed on. Brother Jaboops, so when did you begin to write your music?
Okay, my writing of music is like simple, you know, because I used to go on stage and sing like other people's music, like cover version. Yeah, so from I was about 17, 18, I started writing my own songs, you know.
Uh-huh.
I would say. Yes, sir. And that does come easy because to write a music, I have to finish the music first. I can't just get up and before the music finish. I write it like just write it out for a while. Because with my music now, I have to like I get a voice record, get the melody first, voice the melody, say a lot of words before me can and then pick out the right words when I want to. Because enough of the time, I finish a song and then I change the whole entire song. Like I change the whole entire words where I did use because, you know what I mean, I check it out and listen to all some other song. Some words in my song just sound regular, like, you know what I mean? So I have to find a different word right there for put in the same sound, then to make it sound the same way, but a different word, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to just get up and just write music, so. You get me? I have to make the music, finish it first, yes, and then that can go up on paper after.
Yes.
It's like me not write music, me make music, you know?
So which instruments do you play besides your voice?
Well, to tell you the truth, star, you know, I don't play no instrument right now. But I go learn the guitar and probably other instruments, because you know what, every Rastafari we are trying to reggae music, like at least reggae music is just one thing them intend to learn, and is the guitar. You know, so I feel like I have to do something different. I feel like I have to take on to the piano. Yes, I have to learn the guitar, yes, but I have to learn the piano to see me and see how my craft do well with the piano. You know what I mean? A nice reggae movement, like a jazz and blues and around the piano. And, you know what I mean? I do some authentic reggae sound and still have some reggae skunk see me, yeah? So I have to learn the piano with the guitar, yeah?
Brother Jabooks, can you think back and recall your first gig that you got paid? Can you color that picture for the audience so they can feel what you felt on the first day, that morning you got up, you know you had a gig that afternoon or that evening or that night? Tell us about that day and how did that gig show? How did that gig turn out?
Alright. Out of this Magnum, like you said, the first event that we go there, that you asked.
I asked, do you remember the day and how much did you get paid for that gig? And what did you do to celebrate that first paying gig that you ever got?
Oh. All right, now. Well, remember,
this is the first time you got
first theater, right? You know, it's like
the first time you got money in your hand, you know, money in your
because
pocket.
The first time I get money in my hand for music is a bed plate. It was a stage show.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So, and I said, Jano, money start make you know. You know what I mean? At least I want campaign for my singing.
Uh-huh.
I feel a joy, you know. Okay. When I was doing that song, it was like every week when I get a little money in hand. I was living in Kingston, and every week when I get a little money, every weekend when I get a little money in hand, I go to boom and jump on a bus go to St. Mary, because my mother was living in St. Mary, you know, where the studio was. Yeah. So. Just a woman get a little thing and carry a gear and say, look here, put what you have on this, you know. You know what I mean? Until she gets some musician to play that with him and, you know what I mean, and put out that song. And when I get a dub plate from that song, I call her up and say, Moz, you know what's that? You know what? So I just get a dub plate. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
John or Star. You know, I never do anything to celebrate. The only celebration I do is just call her, because she's the closest to me, and I don't do nothing without her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That is my mother. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes.
She's the first person I call for making me the first dollar way I get. You know. Yes, sir.
Give thanks. I like to recall the very beginning before we get to the mountaintop where we have gotten to or close to, because you can never forget your beginnings. If you forget your beginnings, you know where you're headed, you know? So on that gig, where did you rest your eyes upon? Some people look in the ceiling, some look into the lights. Can you recall where you rest your eyes upon that night, that day?
That day when I left it. All right, this might sound like a story, but it's not. You know what I mean? Well, yes, it's a story, but it's the truth, yeah? My beginning was in this Magnum competition, Kings of Queens of Dancehall, Kings and Queens of Dancehall, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And, yes, I wasn't the winner that year, but I was the one that came out victorious. I wasn't the one that collected that 1 million check.
Yeah.
Yes, I was the one that was selected to go all about, round and about Jamaica. You know what I mean? Every show, every little stage show, every little party where I keep is Jabooks. You know what I mean? So, for that moment, it's like I was like, do I really need this? You know what I mean? Enough of the time I talk to myself. Most of the time, I sit down and talk to myself and say, Jano Star. And I and I have a little sweet word where I and I say. You know what I mean? But I now say it right now upon this interview. But I got to give you a little sneak preview of where I would sit in my eyes and say, Bongo Cat. I really have an answer. You know what I mean? I and I dream them would have said, yeah, man, how you are? So what you feel like, say, yeah, you're ready for you, you know, warm to you. I go like, say, you know, so you have it. You know what I mean? And give her some good words of full encouragement. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. As I yes, would sir. Say.
And
yes.
Basically, I just go around, I dream the man with a joy. You know what I mean? Nothing to hype about because, hey, you can just rise today and fall tomorrow. You get me? So, I don't have nothing to hype about, Rasta. I up to earth same way. I'm not even down to earth. I up to earth. You know, vertical and grounded. You know what I mean?
So
I never did put I and together and pray on all these things because, you know, I just want a natural hard of life, guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know be superstitious.
It's too many things too. It's way too many things. We're way too scattered. In the old days we were concentrated and you know where you look right here, this is where you're gonna find your music. Now you can look in 1,000 different places, man, and it's, to me, it's helter skelter. You know, it's not fundamental anymore. Tell the audience about how you formed your band. Who was your first recruit, and why did you choose that person first?
Okay, as I say, Elder Boss, my mother. Almost everything for me. The only thing me do is like just go on stage and sing music, yeah? But I dance a farm, she say, get some musician and say, look here, you know, we need you for in Sonai's band, yeah? Which I
yeah.
say, and she do that. It's not really high, you keep anyone still, you know?
Your mother is
and it was
amazing.
Like, it was like, let me see if I can remember when she formed the first band, because we have went through about 3 bands right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. Well, all I can say truthfully, brother, is she is an amazing and very wise woman. To take her son and to channel him into righteousness and into music both at the same time. What is your mother's name?
Patricia Cleopatra Banton.
Patricia Clark. Give thanks, Patricia. Give thanks for you and your wisdom, daughter. Queen Mother Earth. Yes, indeed. Let's listen.
We call her Queen Zion. She known as Queen Zion, My name sir, is Muzai. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So if I would have said Muma Zion, but I never would have said Muma Zion. I just said Muzai, you know?
Yes. Yes. We're going to talk about this song. This one here is called Angola by Ja Books. Angola. Yes, that was Angola, such a very peaceful and restful, soothing song. Whose idea was that?
Well, it was my idea to create that song, you know.
I like the background voices. It is so indicative of the villages back out of the city.
Yeah. Jeez,
Who were the musicians on that song?
You know, I don't remember the names of all of the musicians. You know, I just remember one name. I'm a bass player. I think he played for me on Unplug, I Unplug the other evening, and it's Booski. You know what I mean? So it's just his name alone I remember.
So let me ask you, if for the young brothers and sisters who are considering becoming a reggae artist, what are some important tools, Brother Jabooks, that they can rest on and it will take them far? Can you give some recommendations, some tools that they can adapt?
Okay. All right. The first thing, you have to have good timing. You have to have good listening ears too. Yeah. So
yes,
that's
sir.
when you hear a beat,
yes,
you know where the next beat is supposed to come. You
yes.
know, just beat it like anywhere, right? And
yes.
and the instrument now. You have a guitar and your kick drum and your keyboard, you know. So
mm-hmm.
you have all of them things, definitely. You know what I mean? You're on your way, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're organizing a band still, you know what I mean. But if it's like you just want the artist business. Well, artists with a band more nicer than solo. You know what I mean?
Why do you say that? Why do you say that an artist with a band is better than a solo?
Well, for me,
yes,
an artist with a band is better than solo because you get it's like everything is natural.
Uh-huh,
you get me?
Uh-huh.
Every beat is like that. You get in the live music. It's not like say. You get no artificial thing, you know. So
right.
If you're on stage and you're with your band, you know, people don't see mistakes with
yeah.
a band.
Yeah.
If the CD playing, you can get a lot of mistakes there. You don't have no chance. You, right there and then you can just, it's like you can tired, like, you know what I mean, because you have to make sure you sing straight.
Yes.
You don't have no stopping time. But with a band now, you have a lot of time where you can just freelance and your band they play the same way and any little each you make, them can catch you up. And if
yeah.
you drop your make, them can drop with you and make it look like it's a part of the performance.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So,
yes.
You with a live band, you're more sickle, you're more comfortable. Me more comfortable with my band.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That makes a lot of sense. The familiarity is more important than the convenience of being able to travel light. I think I see your point. It's a very wise observation, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's listen to this song, Cry Feedy Youth, and then we got to talk about that as well, all right? We'll be right back with
yes,
Brother Job.
Them. It's me, I go cry for these children. Oh, No one's on no food to eat, no shoes on them feet, and them sleeping on the tall concrete. Check over River Tan. Every day we live, we have the 30 rubbish pan. Yet still you take 60 million by van. I say TV, you don't have a plan. Hey, we have to set a foundation. Take the youth them out of frustration. Miss a big man, me tired fi go a station. Go cry fi the youth them. Kiss me up, go cry fi the children. Oh, the ones when I'm no food to eat, no shoes for them feet, and them sleeping on the cold concrete. Fi the youth them. Kiss me up, go cry fi the children. Oh. The ones when I'm no food to eat, no shoes for them feet, and I'm sleeping on the cold country. Fall up feel at the back of the hill. The youth them get a raw deal. And now how we alone are feeling. How we alone are feeling. Time I go reveal it. See they know you tell you one a secret. You get the things to give the people and you steal it. As me say how we alone are feeling.
Story about that song, Brother Jaboots.
Well, that song now is a song where, you know, I was holding a vibe on my end with my hygiene, and you know, I mean, we were just looking on some social issues.
Yes.
You know, some
yes.
things in and around us, you know, in some places here. Where we call the ghetto, you know, as I would say. And looking at the government system too. So that is how that song come about. You know what I mean? We just base it up off of how the government around the country, as I would say. You know what I mean? It's like them check for the youth them. So I and I, as Rasta reggae artists, have to sing song so I and I can try and motivate them with words. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. So, what year did you write that song?
It was in 2013, you know.
Okay. We have another song that you did. It's called Slave No More. Let me find it. I had it. And, but we are so happy to have with us Brother Jaboots. Here we are, No Slave, No Slave.
Babylon a stress high. Can't take it strong where them step high. If you're not strong in this time, you fret them to death. Oh, what a mess. Yes, I used to live for Isla and alright. Now you come with backbiting and sad fight. Already know get a youth you know lie. All kinds she bite. But I, whoever, Babylon. Pue, Babylon. Pue, pue, we you can't imply. You can't stop me dry. No, I. Pue, pue, Babylon. Pue, pue, Babylon. Pue, pue, we you can't imply. You can't stop me dry. No, I. Pop on your welcome. Charge me to bigamy. Like you no member or you're going in a slavery. Or you can't keep calm when you see mommy. When you see me little sister, you're friendly. But I anticipate you don't fall. Used to run up and don't know you can't crawl. I and I is like a lightning ball. I've got on them all. Oh, Pue, Pue, Babylon. Pue, Pue, Babylon. Pue, Pue, we you can't imply. You can't stop me die. No, I. Pue, Pue, Babylon. Pue, Pue, Babylon. Pue, Pue, we you can't imply. You can't stop me die. No, I. You feel nice when we live like animals. Think you're crying with flesh like animals. But I now go a them funeral. Salute and go a la general. Oh, oh. This has been happening for so long. Think they did right, but them so wrong. I and I know weak, I strong. Yes, I strong, yeah. Pue, Pue, Babylon. Pue, Pue, Babylon. Pue, Pue, we you can't imply. You can't stop me die. No, I. Pue, Pue, Babylon. Pue, Pue, Babylon. Pue, Pue, we you can't imply. You can't stop me die. No, I. Oh, 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 Pue, Pue, Babylon. Pue, 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 go away. You go away.
That's about all we have for this particular episode, and Brother Jabouk, it has been a gigantic and enormous and awesome pleasure to have the company of your spirit with us and your energy, and we give thanks and we would love to have you come back again. How would you be agreeable with that, brother? Can you give your contact information and where you are going to be appearing next?
Okay, I supposed to be in Jamaica the 8th of August. And after that, I supposed to be in Oklahoma Pine Park. That's the 22nd of August. And at Seattle.
Yeah. Well,
a couple more places in the U.S.
Yes. Well, we will find you on the Facebook, and we will follow you as well. Please follow the show, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. Follow the show, because we need your statistics. So at this time, we bid that you spread love and unity and happiness.